Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. A large collection of music that was thought lost forever after the Second World War reemerged in Kiev in 1999. Among its more than 5,000 pieces is a collection of music composed by some of J.S. Bach's predecessors. This hour, we'll hear music that's certainly by people named Bach, often Johann, but only rarely Sebastian. Johann Michael and Johann Christoph Bach join Georg Christoph and, of course, good old Heinrich Bach. Then our recording of the week is simply entitled Cantaten, performed by Vox Luminis.
Tanze zu Sprunge, so wacke das Herz. Zu Tanze zu Sprunge, so wacke das Herz. Zu Tanze zu Sprunge, so Tanze zu Sprunge, zu Sprunge zu Tanze, so wacke, wacke das Herz. Zu Tanze zu Sprunge. So tanze zu Sprunge, so wacke das Herz, so tanze zu Sprunge, so wacke, so wacke das Herz. Zu tanze zu Sprunge, zu tanze zu Sprunge. So tanze zu Sprunge, so wacke das Herz. So tanze zu Sprunge, so wacke, so wacke das Herz. So tanze zu Sprunge, so wacke das Herz. So wacke das Herz, so wacke das Herz. Wenn der Ton so mühsam klingt und er wohnt gebunden singt, so erweckt es keine Scherz, keine Scherz. Wenn der Ton so mühsam klingt und er wohnt gebunden singt, so erweckt es keine Scherz, keine Scherz. So erweckt es keinen Scherz, wenn der Ton so mühsam klingt und der Mund gebunden singt. So erweckt es keinen Scherz, keinen Scherz. So erweckt es keinen Scherz, so erweckt es keinen Scherz, erweckt es keinen Scherz. So tanze zu Sprunge, so wacke das Herz. Tanze zu Sprunge, so wacke das Herz, zu tanze zu Sprunge, so tanze zu Sprunge, zu Sprunge, zu tanze, so wacke das Herz, zu tanze zu Sprunge, zu tanze zu Sprunge, so wacke das Herz, zu tanze zu Sprunge, so wacke, so wacke das Herz. Zu tanze zu Sprunge, zu tanze zu Sprunge, zu zu Tante, zu Sprunge, doch gar kein das Herz zu Tante, zu Sprunge. So wacke, 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 so wacke das Herz zu Tante, zu Sprunge, so wacke das Herz. So wacke das Herz, so wacke das Herz.
Musica Antiqua Köln, Reinhard Goebel, conductor, performed the aria Zu Tanze, zu Sprunge, so wackelt das Herz, to dance, to leap, the heart is eager, from Bach's cantata BWV 201, whose title translates to The Contest Between Phoebus and Pan. In 1999, just before the 250th anniversary of Bach's death, a collection of more than 5,000 pieces of music, mostly in manuscript and believed lost forever, reemerged. The entire collection of more than 500,000 pages, which formed the library of the Berlin Singakademie, now resides in the Berlin State Library. Included in these pages are some 27 pieces that comprise a collection dubbed by none other than C.P.E. Bach as the Altbachisches Archiv, the Old Bach Archive, containing works by 17th century Bach family members and supposedly begun by Johann Ambrosius Bach, Sebastian's father. Subsequent study of the collection has shown that parts of the collection are in the handwriting of their respective composers. J.S. Bach's handwriting is found, too. The large Saxon-Thuringian Bach family produced such an enormous number of musicians of all sorts, from fiddlers to kapellmeisters, that by 1700 the name Bach was synonymous with musician. Sebastian did his own investigation into the genealogy of his family, and his work remains the most reliable document for the early Bach family history. Let's begin with the collection's first piece, a setting of verses 6 through 9 of Psalm 116, attributed in the manuscript to Johann Bach. Now, of the 14 most famous Bachs, 11 are Johann's, but scholars think this might be Johann Michael Bach, who definitely contributed at least 15 of the 27 pieces in the Altbachisches Archiv and lived from 1648 to 1694.
Thank you.
Sei nun wieder zufrieden, be at peace again, my soul, a motet probably by Johann Michael Bach I, was performed by the Debrecen Kodály Choir and the Debrecen Bach Collegium, with Dezsa Karoson, organ, and Salomon Kemp, conductor, on their 2014 Hungaraton release, Motets by the Bach Dynasty. Let's hear another sacred piece, this one definitely attributed to that same Johann Michael Bach. Ach, bleib bei uns, Herr Jesu Christ, composed for 4 singers, 2 violins, 3 violas, and basso continuo. Its text is based on chapter 24 of the Gospel of St. Luke. Ah, stay with us, Lord Jesus Christ, because evening approaches now.
Thank you.
Johann Michael Bach's Ach, bleib bei uns, Herr Jesu Christ, is drawn from our recording of the week, the 2019 Richard Carr release entitled simply Cantaten by Vox Luminis, whose director is Lionel Meunier. We'll hear more from them later. Let's turn now to one of the few non-Johann Bachs, Georg Christoph Bach, who lived from 1642 to 1697. His sole representation in the Altbachisches Archiv, and in fact his only known composition, is a vocal concerto, Siehe, wie fein und lieblich ist es, for two tenors, bass violin, three gambas, and continuo. It was composed on his 47th birthday in 1689, evidently for performance with his brothers, the twins Ambrosius, Sebastian's father, and Christoph, probably at some family gathering. Its highly appropriate text is based on Psalm 133, Behold how good and joyful a thing it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
Der Herr, 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 der da selbst verheißen wir Herrn singen,
da sie versingen wir dem.
Though the collection Cantatas Complete Edition was released by Archive in 2006, this recording was made in 1986 and features Paul Elliott and Hein Mainz tenors, Stephen Varco bass, and Musica Antiqua Köln directed by Reinhard Goebel. We heard Georg Christoph Bach's birthday present to himself, Siehe wie fein und lieblich. Early music can mean a lot of things. What does it mean to you? Let us know your thoughts and ideas. Contact us at harmoniaearlymusic.org, where you'll also find playlists and an archive of past shows. You're listening to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back. We're listening to music from the Altbachisches Archiv, a collection of 27 pieces from J.S. Bach's estate that contains music of his predecessors. The other composer most represented after Johann Michael Bach is his brother, Johann Christoph Bach, who lived from 1642 to 1703 and must not be confused with the twin of Ambrosius, nor with Ambrosius's twin son, also Christoph, nor with Sebastian's brother, Johann Christoph. But never mind what's in a name, especially if it's that ubiquitous. It's the music that counts, and we're about to hear an unforgettable lament for alto, violin, three violas da gamba, and basso continuo. The gist of the text, drawn from several parts of the Old Testament, is, Oh, that I had water enough in my head, and that my eyes were springs of tears, so that I could bewail my sin night and day.
Thank you.
Andreas Schall was the alto soloist with the Concerto de Viole and Basel Consort on Harmonia Mundi France's 1997 CD, Baroque Cantatas. We heard Johann Christoph Bach's lamento, Ach, dass ich Wassers genug hätte. Johann Christoph was probably the most important Bach before Sebastian, so let's hear another of his compositions from the Altbachisches Archiv, this time a motet for double choir, woodwinds, strings, and basso continuo called Lieber Herr Gott, wecke uns auf, from 1679. From the Harmonia Mundi 2015 CD, aptly named Altbachisches Archiv, Cantus Köln and Concerto Palatino, directed by Konrad Junghänel, performed Lieber Herr Gott, wecke uns auf, a motet by Johann Christoph Bach. The final piece in the collection, the eight-voice motet Ich lasse dich nicht, has been attributed both to J.S. Bach and to the Johann Christoph Bach, whose music we've heard on this program. Even before the extraordinary find of the Altbachisches Archiv, the Bach scholar Daniel Melamed provided evidence that, in fact, Johann Sebastian was indeed the composer. So let us end our journey with an early composition by the best-known Johann, Sebastian Bach, a motet in eight voices, very somber, very beautiful. Its text, I will not let you go until you bless me, my Jesus. Through your death, O Lord, may you grant me this salvation, and may I always, always thank you.
Ich lasse dich nicht, du siehst mich nicht.
Cantus Köln and Concerto Palatino, directed by Konrad Junghänel, performed J.S. Bach's motet Ich lasse dich nicht, du segnest mich denn, from the Altbachisches Archiv on their 2015 Harmonia Mundi CD of the same name. We return to our featured release of the week, the 2019 Richard Carr CD Cantaten by Vox Luminis, whose director is Lionel Meunier. On this recording, the Johanns Christoph and Michael Bach are each represented by two cantatas. Johann Sebastian gets one, the very early BWV 4 Christlagen Todesbanden, and we're introduced to the only surviving work of Heinrich Bach, the father of Johanns Christoph and Michael. Heinrich was an organist and composer who worked for churches in Erfurt and Arnstadt. Ich danke dir Gott, which dates from 1681, was written for the 17th Sunday after Trinity for five voices, two violins, two violas, and continuo. Reverent, celebratory, and florid music intertwines in a style very reminiscent of Monteverdi. Heinrich Bach's Ich danke dir Gott was performed by Vox Luminis, directed by Lionel Meunier, on their 2019 Richard Carr release entitled Kantaten. All the cantatas on the disc, save J.S. Bach's Christlagen Todesbanden, are drawn from the Altbachisches Archiv. Let's end with a work by Johann Michael Bach, a setting of text from Psalm 21, O Lord, the King rejoices in your strength. And the only recording so far of this sunny and serene composition.
Seelen, Seelen.
We've been listening to our recording of the week, the 2019 Richacar CD Cantaten, performed by Vox Luminis, whose director is Lionel Meunier. That was Johann Michael Bach's Herr der König freut sich. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Support comes from Early Music America, a national organization that advocates and supports the historical performance of music of the past, the community of artists who create it, and the listeners whose lives are enriched by it. On the web at earlymusicamerica.org. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. Contact us at harmoniaearlymusic.org. You can follow us on Facebook by searching for Harmonia Early Music. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Sarah Hoob Schilling. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our production team, Luann Johnson, Wendy Gillespie, Aaron Kane, and John Bailey. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.